Good morning. We continue with our study of the holy words of the Chafetz Chaim. Today we start Klal Gimel, and within this section, the Chafetz Chaim is going to explain that there's no difference between the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara in front of a person or not in front of a person. Lashon Hara is even aser if you just say, oh, it's just a joke, I was just joking. And even if you don't understand at the time whom you are hinting to, but it becomes relatively obvious, this is also going to be included in the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kama Godol Isser Lashon Hara. See how great it is. The Torah tells us, even if you're telling the truth, and under all circumstances, it doesn't matter if you're trying to do it quietly, or you're there that you're particular that you say it in confidence and it won't become known, still, you're going to be cursed. That's what the Torah says in Parshas Kisavo. Arur makei re'eo basaser. Cursed be the person who goes after his friend in private. Or even if you're telling yourself, and you're telling yourself something in front of that you would say even to his face, that's still called Lashon Hara, that's still called slander. It's evil speech. Or if you're speaking in front of, if you're telling Lashon Hara on his friend in front of his face, it's still Lashon Hara. Right? And even if you're, in fact, says the Chafetz Chaim, saying it in front of his face, right, you're also embarrassing him. And that's azus and chutzpah. And still notwithstanding, it's called Lashon Hara. And it causes all sorts of problems, and it brings the person to become embarrassed. And that's what we said, that's losisa alav chet, that's called not carrying a avera on the person. And what we find, certain heterim in Chazal, that a person should be careful not to say these things in front of his face, that's specifically by avak lashon hara, which is a concept we'll explain. It's not directly lashon hara; it's a secondary issue. It just leads to you use words that are possibly interpreted one way, possibly open to another interpretation. And if you tell a story about somebody, oh boy, is he the ultimate host, right? It could be interpreted you mean that sarcastically, and it could be that you really mean he is the quintessential host. So in such a situation, that depends on what the intention of the speaker was and what the storyline is about. So based on the way that you use your inflection, that could still be Lashon Hara. It could not be. That's called Avak Lashon Hara. And so that's why the rabbis tell us, right? It's not only based on the words you say, it's also based on the inflections that you use within your voice. And so therefore, if it's not clear which way it is, it could be avak lashon hara, and it could be, even if it's true and the person knows about it, still notwithstanding, it could be usur. I find that one of the great examples of avak lashon hara that happens sometimes is when we use text, because text or email or written word, which also is subjected to the rules of lashon hara, all of those things leave us open from time to time to interpretation based on the context, based on the situation, and based on the reading of the reader. And so sometimes we say, try to hold back of utilizing text as intention. The way that I've seen two people read the same text is often quite humorous. It's funny to see how people come up with two totally different interpretations. Maybe we should try to hold ourselves back from these things and bring ourselves not only to becoming better people, but people who enjoy more out of life and more out of our friends, because we look at them and we see their milos, we see their greatness, and within that context, we see what a great world we're blessed to live in. Have a great day.